Topic 3.12 is a practical to describe how totipotency can be demonstrated practically using plant tissue culture techniques. Now, the great thing about plant cells is that plant cells remain totipotent throughout their life. So entire new plants, perhaps with a little coaxing, can be cloned from one cell. And plant tissue culture is becoming a very common technique, especially commercially. For example, one of the most endangered plants in the world is Encephalatus woodyi. It's a cycad, which is a very primitive type of plant. The only wild specimens are male. In fact, the only specimens full stop, they believe, are male. Which means that you can only reproduce this cycad, because it reproduces sexually, with male and female cones, using tissue culture. We've now got over 500 clones in various botanical gardens, all cloned from the same few wild male specimens. There are some disadvantages of this, because of course this now gives us a load of genetically identical Encephalatus woodyi specimens. So if something starts taking it out, the entire species is doomed. You've done an experiment where you have demonstrated that it is possible to convert a little tiny piece of cauliflower florette into a plant with proper leaves, proper roots, and proper flowers. Now, it was very important that you demonstrated a good aseptic technique. You used effectively sort of Milton baby bottle sterilizing fluid, and you mixed that with plain agar. So your technician, who is wonderful, had already done this for you, made up the plain agar. We used plain agar because nutrient agar would encourage all sorts of microbes to grow, including anything that you had under your fingernails. So I'm quite glad we used plain agar, if it's all the same. The cauliflower was sterilized itself in effectively a bleach solution, which was not going to harm the cells themselves. And a tiny piece of it was put on the surface of the agar. Some of you drowned your cauliflower by plunging it deep into the agar, and you were rewarded with a completely sterilized, non-growing piece of cauliflower. Those of you who put it on the surface, many of you have now been rewarded by seeing leaves growing, roots growing. Proper leaves are now starting to grow about a month and a half on, and they look like proper little cauliflower leaves. Some of you have even managed to get flowers. The impressive thing about this technique is that it's shown from a piece of non-photosynthetic tissue, the white bit of a cauliflower does not contain any chlorophyll, that you can get photosynthetic tissue. And I think that's been the most vivid example of the totipotency of the plants, showing that they can specialise into very vastly different tissues with very different functions.